Page 202. A sprawling city.
We're joined by Constant Kapp, an urban planning expert and director of Neapolitans, an urban planning network here in Nairobi. Constant, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Before we hone in specifically on Nairobi, when you look at urban development, what is your general assessment of Africa's major cities?
African cities are at an interesting point because the continent is the least urbanized on the in the world globally, but has the highest rate of urbanization. So what's happening now on the continent is we have this big shift of people moving into urban areas, and the growth is tremendous. And how the continent responds to that will determine a lot for the upcoming future.
And it is that response, isn't it? How cities respond that tells us about some of the challenges that cities are facing. A city like Nairobi, we often talk about traffic, but in your view, what are some of the big challenges when it comes to lots of people moving into urban areas?
Honestly, one of the biggest challenges that goes right across the continent, probably less so in North Africa, but in West, East, Central and Southern Africa, is the massive inequalities, socioeconomic inequalities that the cities face. And this, of course, has a direct effect on things like service delivery, on how the city will be planned, on the approaches that the city takes. It has a political impact on how the city is managed. Mm-hmm. So that inequality and social justice issues are critical in the African continent today.
And so how do those issues play out when we think about the future of a city like Nairobi? How do people take these into consideration, particularly planners and architects, when they develop these ideas of a future Nairobi?
There's been a lot of focus over the last couple of years on how we want African cities to come out, and there's quite a lot of engagement going on among planners across the continent. A lot of publications are now coming out. That may sound a bit theoretical, but it's a start of a much long-term movement. We're having a lot more participation even through constitutions. A good example is Kenya, where now we have much more residents' association involvement, both in the poorer neighborhoods and the more affluent neighborhoods. And that is, the beginning of our process, but we still need to redefine what we want our cities to come out as. We should not copy-paste European, North American or Asian cities. We need to redefine what we want African cities to come out as based on our socioeconomic and cultural circumstances.
Copyright CGTN Africa.